There's a word, a phrase that appears in a few places in Parshas Tetzaveh, as well as in several other places in the Torah. That's the notion of tamid, doing things all the time. The opening words in this week's Parsha, the halos of tamid, you have to write the minor tamid. The Torah speaks about via mitzvah tamid by the tzitz. Back in last week's Parsha, so the Torah speaks about the lechem upanim is tamid al the shulchan. At the end of Parsha Tetzaveh, the Torah speaks about the korban tamid. So tamid is a fairly common concept throughout halacha, particularly in the realm of the Beis HaMikdash. And yet the word tamid means different things in different places. Rashi already alludes to that at the very beginning of the Parsha. And there are some places where it's not even clear what the word tamid means, because tamid can really mean two fundamentally different things. Tamid can refer to constant, all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year, every second, that's tamid. And sometimes tamid just means that you're doing it not every second, but you're in a pattern, you're in a repetitive mode, you're doing it not all the time, literally, but you're never missing a beat, never missing a day. So as long as you do something once a day, every day, that's also called doing something tamid. The korban tamid is obvious like that. The korban tamid, you don't bring a korban every second. Every second of the day, the korban meshech, the korban tamid, that's ridiculous. Obviously, the tamid means you never stop every morning and every afternoon. That's called the korban tamid. Every day and every afternoon. Every morning, every afternoon. The shulchan is a little bit trickier. The lechem has to be in the shulchan. That means always has to be in the shulchan, every second. So the Gemara raises the question, well, you have to take off the old bread and put the new bread. So for that split second, it's not tamid. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. You have to have one set of kohanim pulling and the other set of kohanim pushing. You can't have a second without lechem. And the other Tana says, nah, come on, that's also, tamid doesn't eat every second. Tamid means like that. You can't shlo yolim below lechem. You can't have a whole night you pass by without lechem on the shulchan. Otherwise, that's still called tamid. When it comes to the menorah, it's very, very tricky. It's hard to know what's called tamid. Why? Because tamid by the menorah, every second the menorah is burning, that's the machlokes rishonim. So Rashi quotes in the end of the parasha, no, it's not true. The menorah was lit every afternoon. Remember, otot, as the evening was starting, they lit the menorah. And you can't miss a night of lighting, but the menorah goes out. The candles go out. You don't relight them in the daytime. So Rashi says it wasn't tamid all the time. And the Ramban says, yeah, it was tamid all the time, because the Nehemiah Rabbi had to be all the time. And the Ram says he had to relight them in the day. Different sheet is what tamid means in different places. So in terms of life, tamid means both. That there are different kufas in our life in terms of Avodas Hashem. There's sometimes in our life when tamid is more kipshuto, that we have the opportunity to be Isaac and Torah and Avodas Hashem and Mamish be Kedusha v'Tahara. Mamish tamid, I mean not literally tamid every 24/7, but as close to tamid as you can get. We're learning to be storm a day and we're davening in between, and we're pretty much everything we're doing is Avodas Hashem. Many of us had the opportunity to live that kind of a lifestyle to some degree. At least that was the theoretical lifestyle in Eretz Yisrael that we lived, we hoped for. And some people are zeichah to have that kind of a lifestyle for years. Very few people are zeichah to that kind of lifestyle for life, but chiddush school have that. That's one kind of tamid. Most of us are a little bit of a different kind of tamid. Most of us are in the stage of life right now that we have other things going on in our lives, whether there are classes in the afternoon, whether some of us are working in the afternoon or in the morning or the night or whatever other schedules. So, some have other kinds of achrayos, there's other kinds of responsibilities that are all around us. And it's very, very hard for most people to have that tamid of those golden years of the yeshiva, literally for an entire lifetime. And we have to almost get comfort from the second kind of tamid. That the second kind of tamid tells us, you're right, there are going to be other things that have to take place in your life, you have other responsibilities, that's okay, that's all right. But, shlo yolin hashulchan b'lelechem, you can't have these tremendous breaks. Even in a lifetime where you're doing other things, there has to be tzvidus as well. And you can't have a day should go by without the menorah. And it can't be a day should go by without the carbon, talmud, boker, and erev. No matter where you find yourself in life, you have to make sure that learning is part of your talmud daily schedule, davening b'tzibur is part of your daily schedule, your b'nam b'chaveiros, b'nam b'mokoms, whatever it is, it's constant, constant, constant. It's built into your schedule. Your work schedule, your life schedule, your class schedule works around the tamid. Now sometimes, a person looks back at those years, and it's like, there's like these glory years, and oh, that was a Avodas Hashem, those years that were steiging away, and then in Shalvim, Kotel, or whatever can be Avne. Who else? We have Leif HaTorah. Who do we have? Who else is in the Shiva? The Tiv. Any other Shivas represented here? They sent them all. Shragovich, et cetera. Gush. Oh, sorry, I'm not leaving anybody out. Any yeshiva, you name it. Damia, Brisk, you name it. Wherever you found yourself in your heydays. Just all that. Wherever you found yourself in the old days. The old days. The Friedrich Gedeiris. So there, we look back at those years and say, that was a Vedas Hashem. That was Talmud. What we have now, this is Talmud. Come on. And you start to get depressed. You start to get down on yourself. And getting down on yourself is never a good thing. And that's what you got to cheer yourself up. Because you got to remember, why am I saying this now, this week? Because how does Or HaChaim begin? How does Or HaChaim end? Who remembers? The opening words of the Ramon Or HaChaim, and what are the last words? Shavis Hashem Negdi Summit, and how about the last words of the Ramah? Tayyib Lev Mishta Tamid. Why does the Ramah say that? Because he's quoting the Machlekes of Rishayim, when there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Purim Katan. Is that ball later with Tayyib? What day is Purim Katan? Tuesday. And Shisha Purim Katan, maybe. Right? Machlekes, the double Machlekes, fake faker. Well, Shilunch, Shilunch. Oh, can we get Fleshiks, maybe? What? Either Fleshiks or last week's pizza? Either one. Okay, okay, fine. Okay. It's Gozel Chomsh over Pesach. Last year's Chomsh over Pesach. Okay. So, I wonder if people are not in the Shia, like some people listen to these little voices of Musa. I wonder what you guys are thinking. Okay. So, the Ramot tells us that as long as you Shavit Hashem and Negri Samad, either way, whichever Talmud is working right now in your life, one thing is given. It's got to be Tayyib Lemisha Talmud. You have to be satisfied with your lot. You have to be happy with what you're doing. Doesn't mean you shouldn't strive for more. Doesn't mean you should try to build up the Talmud and boost things up a vada. But for a person to get down and to have that, walking around with that despair and saying, oh, come on, I'm not learning three stars a day, so therefore, what am I doing? What are you doing? You're learning Rashbas and Shendayin, you're learning Taisim about Taisim Rifs, about the Benatams, with Nader. What are you doing? We spent the last 3 months on Rabbi Chir, Rabbi Aisha, Tavheim and Aleph. We just learned four blotted of a common mamish with so much Torah. What are we doing? It's Gevaldik. And we're not even learning three stars a day. Wow, Baruch Hashem, Ashrei Nevatech Elkeinu. So, everyone's got to cheer up a little bit. We're happy faces, smiley faces, and we're going to be happy, happy, happy. Shavuot Shalom, we'll make this something. Okay, good. All right, well, I'm looking around.